He lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebecca lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she alighted from the camel. So, Pinendelea. For she had said to the servant, what man is that that walks in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, it is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things he had done. And Isaac brought her into his house, and his mother Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. And you know that is how our beautiful story ends. It's ending here, but it's actually the beginning of a new chapter. Isaac had lost Sarah, his mother. Isaac was the only son of Sarah. Sarah and Isaac were tight, to a point that one day Sarah looked at Ishmael. You look at Ishmael, the way he was treating Isaac. He said, this is my son, and you are doing that to him. He went to Abraham. My son cannot stay with this slave woman's son. Send him away. Ishmael and his mother had to go. She loved Isaac so much. Isaac also loved his mother. The moment Sarah died and she was buried in Machpelah, Isaac's heart was broken. Isaac could not take it. Isaac was totally grieved. We are told he was going to the field to meditate. He was grieving. And he said, let me go to the field to at least reduce my sorrow, to remove my stress. He was having a heavy spirit for all these years. But when Rebecca came, and when he took her to his mother's house, we are told he loved her. He married her. And we are told for the first time, Isaac was comforted after the death of his mother. Jesus Christ also, he was going to the Father. He told us one thing. Church, I'm going to my Father and your Father also. But I'll not leave you as orphans. I will send you a helper. And when this helper comes, he will be a comforter. It was a promise from the Lord that my children, you will never be sorrowful forever. You will be comforted. The same way Isaac was comforted by Rebecca is the same way for us as the church. We will have comfort in the Holy Spirit. He's the one who comforts us. When God says he will comfort you, that means he fully knows you will go through hard moments. And he says, in the middle of that situation, my spirit will be with you. He will comfort you. Have a relationship with that Holy Spirit. He will comfort you. So Isaac thought everything is over when his mother died. But Rebecca came. The Lord replaced everything. We are told Isaac lifted up his eyes and he saw the camels coming. The camels were bringing good news. The camels were coming with comfort. The camels were bringing a change in his life forever. Praise the Lord. You may have lost much in your life. Others have lost jobs. Others it's relationships which died. Others it's actual people who departed in your life. You've lost so much. I pray that today you will lift up your eyes. For Isaac, he saw camels coming. I don't know what you will see. But as you lift up your eyes to the Lord, your comfort is in the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. He saw the camels coming one by one. And that is how his life was going to change. You may be in a dark moment now. Tough situations now. But the camels will come your way. In Jesus' name. It is not over. It is not over. Don't despair. I've seen people giving up because of circumstances. Jobs. Some people just, when a job goes, they go down with it. They can't recover. I've seen people who break down completely because of relationships. Some people cannot even be picked up again because of that. I pray that may the Lord bring comfort in your life in Jesus' name. May he bring comfort. May he allow you to rise up and not just there, rise up and walk. Go forth and serve the Lord Jesus. When the Lord has promised the Holy Spirit as a comforter to you, I want you to know something. You are also the comfort to the Lord himself. Jesus also lost. Jesus had a mother, and I'm not talking about Mary. When you read Revelation chapter 12, John says, and I saw another sign. And he talks of a great vision. He saw a woman that is clothed with the sun and the moon and the 12 stars under her feet. And when he talks about the sun, the moon, and the 12 stars under her feet, we remember he is referring back to a story that Joseph gave in Genesis chapter 37. Joseph one day told his brothers that I was in the field and I saw the sun, I saw the moon, I saw the 11 stars bowing down to me. And Jacob interpreted that dream. Jacob told him, do you want to say that your mother and I and your brothers will bow down to you? And so in Revelation 12, when John says, I saw a woman with the sun, moon, and 12 stars, we are talking about a place with the father as Israel, Jacob, the mother is Leah, and they are with 12 tribes, talking about the nation of Israel. And they are told, this woman was travailing in birth. She was about to give birth to a son. And we know, there is a son that was born through the nation of Israel, and that is Jesus Christ. Yes, he was born by Mary, but prophetically that is not only the case, it is the nation of Israel that was bringing forth her son. Giving birth to the Lord Jesus Christ. The nation of Israel being like the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was the Lord's intention that Israel will be among the first people to be saved. They all rejected Jesus. Jesus looked at them and said, oh Jerusalem, how I wish they would have gathered you under my wings like a hen gathers her chicks. But you did not allow me. And he cried. He wept because they refused him. They denounced him. That's why Paul said in Romans 9, I wish that I was accursed for the sake of this nation Israel. I wish I could bear your iniquity for you so that you can receive Jesus. Look at the pain you're going through. He was saying, I wish it was put on me that you can be saved because it's going through perilous times. And that is Israel. Jesus also, the nation that bore him, got lost. Yes, it will be revived later. But now, went away from God's from following after God. They will follow him later on. Jeremiah 30 prophesies that. But when Jesus lost the nation of Israel, which bore him, the same way Isaac lost his mother, Sarah. But what happened? Rebecca came into Isaac's life. He was comforted for losing his mother. Jesus today has comfort. The nation of Israel might have been lost temporarily. But out of that, he has gotten a bride. We, the church, have come into the life of Jesus Christ. And when he takes us as his bride, he is also comforted. And so you exist to give the Lord pleasure, to comfort the Lord Jesus Christ. When he looks at you, when that day he will stand in the clouds and we will all be gathered up to meet with him, he will say, my work on that cross was not in vain. This is the harvest. These are the people that my father has prepared for me. And he will be happy concerning that. I want you to know you exist to comfort the heart of Jesus Christ. When you are gathered like this calling on the name of the Lord Jesus is comforted in a deep way. Aren't you glad that you are among those who comfort the Lord? Aren't you glad that God chose you to please him? The Bible says we were created. Everything was created to give him pleasure. It is so that you will please him. But people have gone their own way. Every one of us. The Lord is grieving. But I thank God when the world is grieving the heart of Jesus, you of God, you decided you're going to comfort the heart of your Lord. And you've come to him. He's comforted in you. Don't throw away your confidence in him, the Bible tells us, because it has a great reward. Praise Jesus. Stay in him. Abide in him. Stick in him. You're comforted with the Holy Spirit. May you comfort the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves you. The Lord cannot wait for that day when he'll come back and take you home. He's looking forward to that day. We may stand up on our feet.